Bonjour, I am Sandrine, the founder and leader of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. Together, we learn about the embodiment of our multidimensionality so we can reclaim our full sovereignty in this beautiful reality. My High Council and I are happy to welcome you into our movement of spiritual revolution. Thank you for subscribing to this podcast. If you like this podcast, please share it so you can uplift humanity. Welcome everyone to this live of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry. I'm Sandrine and I'm so excited to join you today again as I took a week off during my holiday last week. Thank you very much for your patience in waiting for my return. I know that many of you have expressed the desire to see these lives happening again, and I'm super happy to join you today as I actually have missed it. Also, the holidays are still happening in New Zealand for another few weeks. So I have my daughters with me and we are enjoying a lot of quality time together. I'm so happy to be back at work because work is not really work for me. It is my passion. It is my destiny. I'm fully on purpose. And oh my goodness, 2024 is a potent year, as you might have felt it already. But first of all, if you are joining live on YouTube, I would love for you to simply say hi in the comment, as I'm so happy to connect with you live. Today, we're going to go very deep on a beautiful and powerful subject. It's going to be really a training session. So I would love for you to, you know, get comfortable, be fully present so you can receive effortlessly and go deep. First of all, you know that we are now entering officially the age of the Aquarius. With the planetary alignment, we have felt this age coming. It came and then it left, and it came and it left. And it really is an illustration of the timelines that were really interwoven, different timelines of ascension available for humanity. Now the timelines are getting very clear, and we're going to see shift happening very fast. Why? Because the age of Aquarius is the age of information. And I'm really excited because this is what me and my High Council continuously talk about. We talk about information because information is exchanged, activated faster than the speed of light, literally through quantum entanglement, but also through our multidimensional embodiment. We can retrieve any information that we need to be able to access new levels of soul embodiment, embodiment of our purpose, but we can also share this information very fast within the quantum field and therefore the collective. So continue watching because we will talk more about this process of exchanging information, how we can activate greater levels of awakening within ourselves while healing at the same time. Sometimes we need to heal a lot of trauma and ancestral wounds as well as past life trauma. And we have all of this information within our multidimensional network. So that's present within our crystalline divine genome, but it is also present in our oversoul network. We talk about multidimensionality for the purpose of helping you reclaim your sovereignty, reclaim your power as an infinite soul, a unique fractal of God consciousness. I would love to invite you as you join here live on the replay to simply close your eyes for a moment and start drawing your awareness in your breath. We're going to take 3 deep breaths together to be able to feel very grounded in this present moment and feel deeply connected from one another, from our heart center. I would love to invite you to exhale deeply and inhale slowly. When you reach top of the lungs, see if you can take a little bit more air in and then exhale slowly through the mouth. And repeat these 2 times. Inhale deeply. Bring more air in. Pause. Focus on the crown of the head. And exhale slowly. And one more time. Inhale. And exhale. And open your eyes. Be ready to receive the potent codes of today's transmission. Very dragony transmission today. Why do I talk so much about dragons at the moment? Of course, I talk about dragons because you know that I'm calling people in and welcoming a lot of people into the Dragon Warrior Codex. But this codex, it's not just for that, because this codex is actually anchored into the dragon energy that we can feel on planet Earth. It is because this energy is a flame that is awakening a heart-centered creation. And it is happening at the moment for thousands and thousands of humans who have a dragon blueprint within them. The Dragon Warrior blueprint is not talked about. So far, I've only heard this flowing through my channel. It's a very specific sequence that many of us would have, because if you are drawn to my teachings, chances are that we share a lot, you know, of our purpose, of our destiny. And you also have a lot of the code that I have already activated within myself, ready to be activated for you. This is why you are drawn to my teachings, to things that I channel from my High Council of Light. When there are waves of dragons coming back and many people are reawakening their desire, their consciousness to connect with dragons, it is always a sign of great changes. Because the waves of the dragon warriors are creating this huge shift in humanity to accelerate the ascension process so it doesn't drag along for decades, enduring more and more suffering. But the dragons come, and if we say yes to co-creating with them, it means that we can more effortlessly and also faster anchor the new golden age, which is what we want. Because I don't know about you, but I'm not here to experience decades of traumas, of seeing the old crumble down. I am here to witness the golden age already anchoring its pillars on planet Earth and see timeline shift very fast. So pretty much the dragon come and are present to reawaken these memories that are present within us, that we have these blueprints and that we are here to do our bits. Because many of us humans have been procrastinating embodying our highest destiny for a long time. We have found all sorts of excuses, financial excuses, time excuses, like I don't have the time, I don't have the money to do this, 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 and that. Also, it's an energy, being afraid of your own power. If you watch this now live or on the replay, I would love for you to actually feel into the possibility that you might be afraid of your own power because you haven't really touched your own power. You don't know what it means. And often it is also something that can be discredited as coming from distorted masculine, ego-based. I'm not talking about that. I am talking about this flame of creation that cannot be extinguished ever because this flame is attended. This is the flame of the dragon spirit that is present within you, of your multidimensional soul saying, now is the time to create a new reality. Because if we are not in a creator mode, if we do not embody being a conscious creator of our reality, what do we embody? We are going to embody stagnation. Nothing moves, like the murky waters of a swamp. So it's like sticky. It brings a lot of procrastination and frustration. But for many humans, instead of being creator mode, it's not even stagnation, but destruction that happens. And here we talk about unconscious destruction, self-sabotage. So many humans are trapped into the cycle of self-sabotage and procrastination, stagnation, listening to fears, limiting beliefs and trauma, thinking that they are so big that we cannot evolve, that we need decades of intense healing work to even feel a little bit better. We are here to say, no, 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 that there is another way. And the other way is actually to connect to this flame that is present within you. And this flame has been ignited by your soul, so your human could attend it, your human could perceive it, feel it, and grow this flame, so it becomes this powerful lighthouse of creation, putting you in alignment with your blueprint as a sovereign creator of your reality. So I would love to invite you to ask yourself a question. Am I living my life as a conscious creator or am I not? And if the answer is that you are not, that is completely fine, because we have been connecting birthed into a world of enslavement, with templates of enslavement. And these templates of enslavement, they do everything in their power to remove the creator consciousness that we are, because the law 3D matrix system cannot control a human being who lives as a sovereign free being activating in creator consciousness. It simply is not possible. The frequencies are not a match. They do not meet. So having experienced many quantum shifts myself, mind-blowing revelation of my own divine consciousness, my own oversoul network, I have been able to live as a creator mode, creator consciousness for many years now. It does not mean that everything is easy, that I've got everything sorted, that I am an enlightened master. No, it does not mean that. It simply means that I continuously shift my mindset into creator mode. So when I find my human going into the outdated templates that I was once stuck into, which is victimhood, procrastination, it is frustration, anger, sadness, depression, where we are actually stuck there. I don't talk here about, you know, like emotions coming as guidance system to navigate our life. Here I'm talking when we are really stuck there and we are complacent about that. We think it is normal. Thank you very much. Take mushrooms, smoke lots of cannabis, and you will find Ignite the Dragon. No, 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 no. That's a sacred no there. I do not need any of that. No one needs to. We have everything within ourselves. There is nothing wrong about plant medicine, but in the teachings that I share, we are actually reawakening to the truth of our divinity to be able to consciously and continuously tap into our multidimensionality without the dependency of extra substances. So like these substances, there's nothing wrong with that. It helps people. But the problem in the conscious community around the world is that there is a huge codependency of a plant medicine. We are stepping away from that. This is not there. These medicines were not given for codependency. They were given for every now and then go into specific ceremonies to use them for specific purpose. But I honestly don't need that. I've never needed that. I've always been consciously traveling into the infinite quantum effortlessly. And this is what I teach others to do, because it is ultimate sovereignty. Because literally, when you have nothing available, you can still do the work and activate the dragon codes. So no codependency. When we are not connecting to our creator consciousness, to this flame that is present within our belly, we can feel it. It's like feeling edgy, feeling frustrated, feeling that there is something we should be doing, something that we are meant to be doing. We want to be doing more, but we don't know what. When that happens, it shows that this flame is unattended. There is no conscious co-creation with our multidimensionality. So I would love to invite you, for you to take a moment to tune into your belly and to feel the energy of your energetic womb, because we all have an energetic womb, no matter the gender that we were born with. And within this energetic womb resides the flame of creation. This flame of creation can be very little, or it can be a burning gigantic fire. When you feel this flame of creation within you, it means that you are consciously connecting to the embodiment that you are of your soul blueprint, because there is only one you. Only you can connect to this flame. Only you can feel inside your belly this amazing flame of creation that is there. When you connect, when you feel this flame within your womb area, within your belly, you can perceive if it is very small or very big. It simply is a representation of how consciously you create with this flame, because everything in life grows when we pay attention to it. So when we pay attention to this flame of creation, it will grow. Something that is also showing that you are not attending to this flame, that you are not consciously co-creating with your creator blueprint as a sovereign free being of the light, is that you are not able to fully connect your channel either. It is more challenging for you to know how to listen to your heart, which is your soul, because the heart is the portal of the soul. Our soul shares messages through the heart portal that redistribute this information through our intuitive modes and intuitive centers. So it's challenging to know how to channel our heart, our soul, when we do not place ourselves as a conscious creator of our reality. It is also, of course, and therefore, much more challenging to connect to our spirit guides and to our purpose. Our purpose is a frequency. It is a very high frequency being that is out there in the quantum, co-creating with us, even if we are unconscious of it. But then we co-create very, very, like on a small scale, unconsciously with it. When we understand that our purpose is a living divine being of the light that we can consciously channel and co-create with, it is already amplifying this flame that we have within our belly, because we desire to know this frequency that is there for us, and we desire to increase the percentage of us that is choosing to consciously activate this purpose on planet Earth, to activate our highest destiny. Because the difference between the age of Aquarius and before is that now the mission souls that were born to shift humanity, to shift consciousness in humanity, to activate the new golden age, they will feel way more restless than ever before. So if you are not working as a conscious creator, tending to this divine flame of creation within you, it means that you will become more agitated, frustrated, angry. There will be more regrets about not doing things. You will place yourself more and more into victimhood. Sandrine, I cannot possibly do this or that because my husband doesn't want me to. My family is judging me because I was in a past life killed because I shared my truth, because I'm afraid of being seen and heard, because I don't even know what I'm here to be doing. None of that can be excuses any longer. We have used these excuses over and over again. They've been recycled through many different chit-chat in the head. Tamali is very good at using this separation template from preventing us to live within the unified field of our own consciousness. None of that is you. Remember that we work with the fractal dynamic system. So as you place yourself as a conscious creator, you reside at the center point of your fractal. You witness your human evolving. Therefore, you can see that your human is still processing certain wounds and trauma and emotions. Your humans might not know exactly what she or he or they are here to be doing. But nevertheless, you choose to take aligned action into following your heart desires, into finding ways to connect with this flame of creation within you. So every single day of your life, you feel that you are doing something. That is enough for you to ignite more of this flame so it grows within you. Because mission souls that do not answer the call of their purpose, that are not ready to serve on a larger scale, basically to get their shit sorted, to really be on purpose and to say, yes, no, I am ready. The mission souls that don't do that, they're going to also feel greater levels of dysregulation in the nervous system. And it is very important to realize that it is going to be amplified in the age of Aquarius because it is an age of very fast exchange of information. When we are more aware of the information coming and going in our field. So if you keep on chewing on your victimhood, on your anger, on procrastination, on that you don't have enough, on that the world is doom-centering, all the wars, all the horrendous crimes happening, if you keep on chewing on that, you create separation because none of that is the unified field. So you choose to separate, to split your consciousness into dropping into lower timelines, which is basically merging with parallel lives of lower frequencies. When you do that, you will perceive your nervous system dysregulate. You will want to hide because life is really hard. You will want to run away from life, maybe go hide in the woods, even exit this life. You will want to fight, you know, like fight other people, fight. None of that is in alignment with the truth of who you are. So what is absolutely life-changing to understand is the true meaning of higher justice as warrior of light codes. There is a lot of misunderstanding about that. When I facilitated the Dragon Warrior Codex the first time a few months ago, the channel transmission that came around this subject blew everyone's mind. Because most of the students that received that were resisting the notion of justice, the notion of warrior of light, because it was still connected, plugged into the lower realm template of separation that we have known in humanity. So we recalibrated the entire field so students could really feel through their own sovereign connection, their own soul, their own heart, their own truth, the higher truths that we were sharing. I was myself blown away, to be honest, because I received these teachings in terms of frequency. I am called to embody that. And yes, I receive a lot, but yet when I channel within the sacredness of containers, what comes through is always way more potent than I anticipated. And this is what I have received from the Dragon Warrior Codex, the six-week accelerator leadership program, starting on the 1st of February. It is so powerful, but also so anchored into the highest level of unity consciousness and truth that it dismantles these enslavement programs that are present deep within our subconscious, within the shadows world that is present as part of a multidimensionality. It gets like dissolved, pulverized, dismantled. And all of a sudden, it's like this huge aha moment. And what happens from receiving these aha moments about our true power as infinite soul is that a weight is instantly lifted off our shoulders. And as it happens, there is this great breath that comes through our body. We can feel life force energy flowing through us. We open up our channel to receiving more of our own truth. Each student that was attending the Dragon Warrior Codex during the first round received so much information about themselves. So we deliver the codex for you to remember who you are. And that is felt. We feel each and every one of ourselves vibrating at a much higher level of frequency. And then the flame of creation present within the belly grows so much. We welcome it. We love it because this flame becomes a lighthouse. And this lighthouse allows us to become deeply magnetic and charismatic. So even like random people around us, people that are not necessary, or clients or students that would not even say that they are spiritual in themselves, all of a sudden they want more of us. They feel more deeply inspired by us. They want to receive. They ask more questions. How do you do this? Tell me more about that. They share more about what's happening in their lives. That is the amplification of leadership. The amplification of leadership, which is heart-centered leadership, when we co-create with the Dragon Warrior Codex, is an organic energy. It is connected to all that we are. It becomes this juicy, delicious, nourishing need to give, to be there for others, to serve our purpose, but also mostly understanding that we serve God consciousness directly as we tend to this flame that has been fully ignited in our belly. I would love for you to consider what you haven't done recently in your life that you were called to do, that you were really excited to do, and how it makes you feel. If you have said no to yourself, if you have somehow betrayed your heart, the wounds inflicted to your own human by not attending to this flame that is present within you, by not choosing to be the angel of your human, but rather falling again into the role of an aggression against your human, like a very strong, mean judge. That is separation right there. Because we are not separate, we are fractals of God. There is no separation. That is also an illusion fed by the low matrix system. I don't live in separation. I live in the unified field, and I have for a long time. How do we do that? How do I do to live in the unified field? It's because I see everything from this pen to my necklace to my beautiful healing, which is a quantum frequency device that I co-create with. I see everything as an extension of God. All other humans as an extension of God. It does not mean that I always experience like clear manifestation or heaven on earth, that I don't experience challenges, but these challenges are also coming as God. God is, you know, shaking me. These frequencies of contrast are not separated from God. They are not against us. They are serving us. That is living from the unified field. So when you ignite the flame of creation within you, it is much, much easier for you to live from the unified field, because therefore, this flame becomes a lighthouse. So it is easier to magnetize in your field what you are here to co-create with, But it is also easier to burn down what no longer serves you and choose differently. Now we are offered a powerful momentum of accelerated awakening. These awakenings can happen one day after another, after another, after another. And it can be challenging. Sometimes it can even be traumatizing, as I talk about this a lot. Because all of a sudden, all the veils of illusions that we were living with on a daily basis are ripped away in front of our eyes. We realize that we are not just flesh and bones, that there is a lot more happening. We realize that reincarnation is just not a belief, it is truth, higher truth. We realize that we create a reality, but most of our lives we have created unconsciously, therefore being like thrown here, thrown there in all directions. Sometimes we feel like we're on purpose, sometimes we feel completely lost. Now we are offered this possibility to live already from the unified field, to already be anchored into the new golden age. Because to me, I am anchored into the new golden age timeline because I was born to do this. I was born to activate the new golden age. I'm not the only one doing it, obviously. That's a lot of pressure on one human's shoulder. There are many other humans out there that also hold the codes of activating huge mass movements to be able to create this tidal wave of change in humanity to anchor the new golden age. Maybe you are. Maybe you resonate with this. And if you are, I would love to invite you to join the Dragon Warrior Codex, because this 6-week accelerator program is really co-creating with the quantum dynamic that we are experiencing in humanity right now, which is accelerated evolution. Because you can no longer procrastinate your evolution and the embodiment of your highest destiny. I talk about this a lot, and I've talked about that a lot in the first round of the Dragon Warrior Codex. But when we have this flame burning within us, if we don't attend it, if we don't look inside, understand it, and actually say yes to amplifying our leadership, yes to embodying our highest destiny, this flame will burn us down. I see it a lot because I work with many people and I have done so for years. What does it look like? You wake up, you feel frustrated. You fall asleep, you feel sad and angry. You are saying that your husband is not enough like this, that your parents are too much like that, that you are victimhood, or I'm going to attack. And so you become the one that really is so angry that you want to fight back continuously. It is feeling shit about the self, to be honest. It is feeling like our life is passing in front of our eyes and nothing is ever changing. That always hang this question, why am I here? If you keep asking this question, it's because you don't live on purpose. Because someone who lives on purpose does not ask himself, herself, or themselves this question. I never ask myself a question, do I live on purpose? I don't know exactly, precisely, with all of these dots, what my purpose is. I know I'm here to activate the new golden age. Pretty vast, isn't it? The rest, I know that I'm on purpose because I tend to this flame that is present with me because I say yes to receiving more of me and I adjust my life accordingly. My entire life is my purpose. I was on holidays in a beautiful Waiheke Island, which is located in the north of New Zealand. It's an island on the north of the North Island. It's a beautiful tropical island. And I went there to meet some friends that live there. I love them so much, Andrea and Matthias and the beautiful baby daughter, Nala. And they introduced me to quite a big group of people as we are all sitting on the grass during this market day. And there was this lovely man that I chatted with, and he was like, oh, I really don't want to work. I refuse to work. I work as little as possible. I just hang out, you know, because I can do it. I just have enough, you know, for myself. And the dragon in me woke up. And I was like, not that it's asleep. It's always there. But I was like, I really like, I'm so glad I don't live like that. I work continuously. And it just came out like that. With no aggression, but with playfulness. I was like, I'm the opposite. I work continuously. I dream about my work. I work in the quantum. I work in the quantum at night with my highest purpose frequency, with God, with my dragons, with my High Council of Light, with all my students. Sometimes I dream about my students. I know that I'm on multidimensional levels. I'm connecting to my students of my school of channeling, as well as my private students. I work like that. I wake up, I think about my destiny. I think about how can I serve my audience today. I think about it as I walk. I think about it as I eat. I think about it as I go through the day. The guy was horrified. He was like, oh my God. He did not understand. But then I explained, because it is not work, I live fully in the embodiment of my highest destiny. So it is a gift. I'm so ignited. I am so alive. I am so powerful. So anything or anyone telling me you cannot work, it means that you are enslaved, it means that you are a high achiever, it means blah, blah, blah. They got it all wrong. Excuse me, I'm sorry, but I know better for my human. My human is lit. My human is vibrant. My human is so happy. My human is radiating light. My human is a freaking powerhouse of light. So don't tell me to slow down, not think about my work. That would make me super sad and frustrated because, of course, I was on holiday. So what looked like the holiday for me, fully awakened dragon warrior, when the, like basically the timeline that I have been preparing for is freaking happening this year on an exponential level. Do you think I did not even think about work because I was on holiday? No, I woke up at 6 a.m. every day, tuned in, connected, wrote some posts, connected to some students that needed assistance, connected in the quantum, did a bit of marketing, connected with my assistant, my human assistant, with my business mentor. And I worked every morning from 6 to 8. So then, I felt so connected, so nourished. And then I went there, I was just swimming in the sea, playing board games with the kids, going shopping, meeting friends. Freaking best life. Don't tell me not to work. I slowed down because I did not facilitate and I did not have one-on-one sessions for 10 days. That felt good. So yes, I had lots more time spread out. But as I was lying down on the grass, what was I doing? Quantum work, swimming, quantum work. And it is not like an obligation. That is the flame of creation burning within me. That is my multidimensionality continuously co-creating with me. So you, I trust that you can feel it through this transmission, through the screen, but what a way to live. Constant inspiration, constant messages. Like, and these messages, sometimes I can say, not right now, because I'm connecting with my daughters, because I'm connecting with friends. But when I know that a huge download is coming about future timelines, about some students, about things that I myself need to do or embody, I'm just like, okay, it is coming. I can feel this energy. It's like basically like the flame of creation is turned up. That I cannot wait to find like, to create like 5 minutes, half an hour to just be there and receive, receive, receive. Because the timelines that we are anchoring in humanity right now are so beautiful. They are so mind-blowing. They are so juicy. Of course, I want to receive that. That is the power of co-creating with your multidimensional network. There is no work any longer. When you say yes to embodying your unique soul blueprint and you reactivate the dragon warrior codes within you, there will be nothing that can stop you. Nothing. No one, no freaking fears, limitations, subconscious programming. Because when we activate the dragon warrior codes within us, we learn how to be the heart of the dragon. We feel the wings of the dragon, but we also feel the backbone of the dragon. Nothing can freaking bring me down. You think you can bring me down? Try. You're welcome. Not afraid. Some of my students who attended the Dragon Warrior Codex during the first round, like, they told me a few times, like, I still kind of believe how much I have changed. It's like, the human really needed time to actually fully consciously realize that the fears, limitations, and trauma that were really affecting them for years were no longer there. And one of them even said, like, Sandrine, like, honestly, I had to look because I could just feel it in my body. It was coming in this way, in that way, in my service, preventing me from stepping up as a channel, as a trans channel, preventing me from being seen and heard fully. It's gone. It's completely gone. So now I can see them opening their wings, dragon wings, as well as angelic wings, because we are multidimensional beings. So we have more than one set of wings. I can just see them. It's so freaking amazing. So a leadership program always starts with leading yourself, and you lead yourself by realizing that you have indeed this flame of creation burning within you. Because you are a creator of your own reality, you are a unique fractal of God consciousness, and therefore God wants to create through you, through your quirks, because you will not create the same way as I do. We're not going to create the same thing. Like, for example, for me, in a way, I am an artist because what I share is my artistry. But at the same time, if you know me, all I can draw is like stick people. I love to sing. I used to play instrument, but it's kind of like, it's not really there. It's not something that I activate. You know, I don't paint. I don't sculpt, you know, like, so I really admire other people bring these beautiful creations, like this coded art that I have behind me. I love coded art. If you ever want to offer me a gift, coded art or coded jewelry. I share because some people have asked, because it was my birthday very recently and received some messages. Oh, Sandrine, I received so much from you. I would love to give you something for your birthday. I was like, oh, yes. Thank you very much. So I have coded art and coded jewelry on the way here from different places in the world. I'm so happy. Thank you for spoiling me. So I'm sharing this with you because I want to really invite you to feel the energy that I'm trying to convey here, which is the understanding that there is nothing to be afraid of. Like, being afraid of your own power is like, for goodness sake, this is the one thing that is the most true, aligned, and authentic to you. Be afraid of everything else that is outside of you, that's trying to enslave you. Yes, but your power is exactly refined, coded, aligned, frequency-wise to you. I was listening to Dolores Cannon on the plane yesterday. I love listening to the convoluted universe because it's very advanced quantum teachings. And for me, it's like, makes sense, makes sense, makes sense. It's like just drop, drop, drop. And there was all of these teachings about power and what it is that we are and how to really be fully present in our own power. And this effortless merging with our soul, our unique soul blueprint, and why we are here. There were transmission about this moment that we are experiencing right now, and how many of us would be called to rise to the occasion of saying yes to receiving more of ourselves. There is an effortless connection that happens when we say yes to connecting with our heart, when we say yes to feeling the flame of creation within us. we exist through a multitude of time and realities at once. So when we reclaim our dragon consciousness, when we co-create with the dragon heart, we do not come to destroy, to enslave, to control, to manipulate. We come to heal, to love, to embrace, to unify. So when we live this way, we have a huge amount of energy available to us. Like sometimes I'm just like going through my day, you know, creating, downloading, sharing, living, laughing, dancing. And I'm like, where is this energy coming from? I feel like I have more energy now than I have ever had before. And I believe it is true because I am more and more embodied. I am more and more a reflection, in alignment with my multidimensional power. Because there is nothing to be afraid of. When we experience deep trauma in our past lives, all of it can be healed and alchemized in an instant in this life because we say yes to embodying who we came here to be who we are. Because when we can see life from dragon consciousness, why would I freaking zoom into this tiny, tiny dot of, I was killed in a past life because I shared my truth? You are not that any longer, right here, right now. You're still playing in the field as an alternate reality far away in the distance, but you are not. If it happened to you, it's not going to happen in this reality because this reality is completely different. You now exist in a new golden age. Because if you receive this transmission, you are on the timeline of the new golden age. Otherwise, you would not be here. Because everything that I create is aligned to the frequency of unity consciousness. It is to teach people, show people, guide people into remembering their own divinity. I am not here to create codependency with me. You know, if you have worked with me in any of my programs before, you will know very well that if I see someone putting me on the pedestal, it's like, poof, no. Rise. See yourself as an equal with all the souls that are already living on purpose, following their highest destiny. So you are never less than anyone else. Never less. Only you think you are less, it's just because you don't live fully soul aligned, consciously co-creating on purpose with your dragon codes, with your flame of creation. So this is why people think that they are not good enough, they are not ready, they need to wait. You do not need to wait. It's happening now. And there is nothing overwhelming about receiving the Dragon Warrior Codex, about receiving more of you, because it is literally receiving more of you. How could this possibly be overwhelming? You know, some people say, I'm already, you know, receiving this and doing that and doing that. Yes, but it's all external things that other mentors want to bring in your field. When you work with me, it's completely different. We share things that are keys that allow you to remember who you are. Therefore, you amplify who you are. So this is not overwhelming. You just need literally time for integration. And you do the inner work to stay consciously aligned to who you are becoming, which is more of you. So we work in a very different way. Okay? Very exciting. So if you have any questions with this, I would love for you to type in the comments live or on the replay as we are coming to an end of this session today. I want to remind you to please join the Dragon Warrior Codex because it's going to be absolutely epic, so revolutionary, so empowering, but also deeply loving. You will shift completely into creator mode. Like you will become more of you. It's going to be easier to channel, to connect with your purpose, to increase the lighthouse that you are, like to become this really magnetic human that other wants to work with, wants to co-create with. At the moment, I'm still offering $200 discount. This discount ends on the 27th of January. The container is half full. So we are still welcoming souls in at the moment. We had someone that I really appreciate again signing up just a few hours ago, and everyone signs up. When someone signs up, you know what I do? I do a dance. Between you and I, went on a date with a guy that I'm still seeing actually. Two people joined, and it was our first date. And literally, you know, like he went to the bathroom, he came back, and as he was doing that, I checked my phone and I saw the notification of these two people that had joined, and I went like this in public, in this bar, and I was having my beer because I still enjoy a beer, you know, and then it was like, whoa, what's this? It's like, oh, two people joined my program, I'm so excited, I love them so much already, I cannot wait to co-create with them. And I was just so genuinely happy, he loved it. He said like, oh, I've never seen anyone as happy as you to work, you know. I was like, this is not work. And I went on explaining my lifestyle, it blew his freaking mind away. So I want to invite you to join, I want to do a happy dance for you. They are amazing payment plans as well. On top of that, when you sign up now, you're going to draw to win a 90-minute one-on-one session with me in my High Council of Light. Psychic reading, channeling, activation, cosmic surgery, bring it on, everything is there. We can connect you with the lineages of dragons, connect you with your multidimensionality, work on any area of your life that you want to refine, bring any messages that you want to receive. And on top of that, I'm very happy to announce that people who joined the Dragon Warrior Codex, who have joined before and who will join in the future, will also receive a bonus session with my extraordinary mentor, Marga Valverde. She is absolutely next level. She's a Dragon Warrior, fully activated in her mission. She runs a business for Mission Soul to activate their business on a quantum level. So the business amplifies and is a match to the dragon warrior that we are. So it is going to be a very complimentary session. I'm so excited and I'm very grateful to Marga for offering this session to all students. So you will be receiving a lot when you join, not only the codex, the discount, maybe the one-on-one session, but also the bonus session with Marga. You can visit my website, sandrine.com, but I will also place a link here below. Yes, so excited for the codex. Thank you so much. I'm so excited as well. I will send an email with more preparation. Basically, the preparation is to receive the codes of the Courage to Lead Masterclass. It's a global event that I facilitated a few months ago. So you should have received the link. If you didn't, please just send me an email directly in my emails. But we'll make sure that everybody has access to that, because if you want to receive this free transmission, it is available to all. It's the first pillar of the Dragon Warrior Codex. It is the courage to lead. It is in itself, it's just like mind-blowing, deeply life-changing. Nearly 200 people have received to this day, and I receive regularly messages again to say how powerful that was. So receive the courage to lead. For the rest, relax. We will be doing work in the quantum in preparation for the Dragon Warrior Codex, the first day. That will happen 2 days before the Dragon Warrior Codex. Because when you join any programs with me, maybe Iria School of Channeling, the Dragon Warrior Codex, or as a VIP that I mentor privately, I work a lot in the quantum as guided. This is some of the most exquisite work that can happen is we work in the quantum. Oh, I just love it. Just received the activation right after I finished. I saw you were live. Yay! Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you so much. I'm very happy. Very, very happy to see you for the Dragon Warrior Codex. Welcome, everyone. to the new age of the Aquarius, age of information. I will keep showing here for the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry live every Monday, Australian time, 10 a.m., every Sunday, Pacific time, 3 p.m. Also remember to follow me on Instagram because I do spontaneous live there, which are mini training. And I have talked about this. It hasn't happened yet, but it will very soon. I will also offer free psychic reading for people who join live. I just want to recreate a more community live because we had a lot of people watching live last year. And then because I was on holidays, a lot of people were on holidays. Now we are kind of like reconnecting to the community. So more people join live. And then I will start offering again, this new actually offering as part of the Golden Age Spiritual Ministry Live, which is free psychic reading for people who attend live. So many awesome things to come. I just want to thank you for being here. Thank you for shining your light. The world is such a better place because you are in it. We are together co-creating the new golden age. It is happening, and I'm so happy to be there for you and to guide you on this journey. Lots of love and see you next time. We hope you enjoyed this transmission. Please share it around with your friends. As you do so, you weave webs of divine light around the planet. Together we rise, creating a new golden age of miracles. We were born free, reclaim the power within.